Okay, we're continuing the Gemara Shir, Monday night. Tomorrow night, I want to learn the Ran in Shavuos inside and the Ramban in Shavuos about the Inyan of Shem B'Shavuah. We'll finish the Ran here and we'll learn the Blina of the Ran in Shavuos and the Ramban in Shavuos, and then we'll move on. So in the remaining moments, I was thinking about Shomea Ka'one, and if you answer Amen, like the different dargas. So Shomea Ka'one, we said the word one. Thank you. So Shomea Ka'one is like the Gemara uses a lashon oni basrei, like the answer after him. In other words, the word ona means as if I repeated the words after you. So the idea of Shomea Ka'one, it doesn't mean to answer you, like you ask a question, I answer you. That's not the way the word ona is being used. It's respond. Like the Gemara uses that word ona when Oniya Basrei, like you say a word and I repeat it, you say a word and I repeat it. So Shomea Ka'one, I'm listening and I think that's like the ditto marks. See, Amen is more, is heavier, because by Shomea Ka'one you didn't say anything. When you're saying Shomea is Ka'one, but you were only Shomea, right? So that's all you did. So it's, we wouldn't use the word just like in a loose sense. If you're not talking legally, so in a loose sense, you say it's like you made the bracha yourself. But you see from the Rambam, very precise lamdasha demarcation, right? By Shomea Ka'one, he says Yotze. By Omein, he says it's like you made the bracha. So I realized that Omein, we were talking about Omein the other day. Omein, I think, it's the saying of the Omein. It's like there's two ways to make a bracha. You could say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. And you could say Omein, because Omein is shorthand, short speak, for yes, it is true that Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. You don't have that by Shomea Ka'one. Shomea Ka'one, it's just Shomea. You're listening to every word. It's like you're bonding. I don't know exactly. I didn't think about the lumdisha mechanics of Shomea Ka'one. You're sort of bonding and sushtelling. Like you're doing it for me too. Like I'm included in what you're doing. You're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for me also. I'm part of what you're doing. I don't know, something like that. But Amen, it's really that the saying of Amen is like you're making a bracha. Because what is Amen? The Rambam says, no magic word Amen. You could say okay. Any affirmation, it's a ha'amonas devarim. So it's really, what are you saying? You're saying, yes, I agree that it is true that Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. So like, no wonder it's like you made the bracha.
But only with the Kavana of both parties in there.
Still, because you still have to bond. Now, there's a machlokas in the Gemara at the end of the 8th parak in Brachas, the following statement. One man the Omer says, Godol ha'one omen yoser min ha'mavarech. He gets more schar than the person that made the bracha himself. Now, I don't know, it's not talking about only if I want to be yotze with that bracha. I think it's any time I answer Amen. I hear a guy making a bracha over a cup of water and I'm not drinking, and I say Amen. So it also means, yes, I agree that it's true that Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. It's just I'm not using that bracha because I'm not drinking anything. So the Gemara has one man the Omer, Godol ha'one omen yosem min ha'mavarech, which is a pretty famous statement, right? And then the other man the Omer is Godol ha'mavarech yosem min ha'one omen. Now, they ask a kasha on the Rambam, this Rambam that I keep quoting, when the Rambam says, Shomea Ka'one Yeyotze, but if you answer Amen, it's like you're Mavorech. So they say he doesn't pasuk like either of the two mandi omars. The machlokas in the Gemara is who's bigger, and he says it's kim, it's the same. But I don't the whole kashas. The Rambam's talking legally. If you say amen, it's like you made a bracha yourself, as opposed to shomea ka'oneh where you just yotze the bracha. He's not talking about star. He's not talking about what do you want from the poor Rambam? He said, if you say amen, it's like you made a bracha. That's all he said. It's like Shmuel says, ha'one omen acha shvua, kamotzi shvua mipindami. That's all the Rambam said. Ha'one omen acha bracha, kamotzi bracha mipindami. Like poor Rambam. What are you attacking him?
According to Rambam, though, if you don't hear, I mean, obviously you're supposed to hear the whole bracha before you say amen.
You have to, yeah.
Right. But if you didn't and you still answer amen, is that considered a bracha batala? For you.
No, it's not a bracha levatola, because a bracha levatola is, it's not a bracha levatola, I doubt it. Bracha levatola means you said the Shem Hashem, but you can't say it when you have to go to the bathroom, because it's like you're making a bracha, you're not allowed to do it when you have to go to the bathroom. So, now, okay, let's talk a little about the statement in the Gemara, Batman Diyamar, Godul Ha'one Omen Yosem and Amavarech. Why? And now it's not just an omen where you want to use the bracha, but some you hear a bracha and you affirm. I couldn't get the morale. The sefer quotes the morale. That's why I couldn't. They don't have the morale in the civil avoda here. Morale in the civil avoda says, he says, because when you say omen, it's like chodesh halvavos. Saying amen requires you to have kavana, because it's a meaningless word if you didn't have kavana. So you're more, your kavana and your seichel is more into the bracha, perhaps even more than the guy making a bracha. The guy making a bracha could be stopped saying it, you know, like we make brachas, right? His mind could be totally somewhere else. But the guy answering amen, by definition, is thinking about the bracha. So that's what the morale says. Godol ha'one amen, ki ze i'efshar rak al yedei ha'lev. You don't have an amen without engaging the lev. I once said, a few years ago, in the shul, I said a different shot. I said, let's say a guy says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekol Nieh B'Dvaro. So you know, he wants a drink of water. He's thirsty. So you have to pay a toll. You got to make a bracha over the water. Like he's sort of forced into the bracha. Someone's holding a gun to his head, or he's saying Bechas Hashachar Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Pekei Achivre. Like that's where he's at. That's what he's doing. The guy answering Amen, like he's. He's not involved in Pokeach Ivrim. He's not involved in Shakon Liyabidvaro. He's doing something else. It's a bigger... And he answers Amen. Like, he stops what he's doing, and he's not drinking water, and still he's saying, like, yes, it's true. Hashem is Shakon Liyabidvaro. He's not saying Bichas HaShachar now, and he's saying, yes, it's true. Hashem is Pokeach Ivrim. So that's Godol, because he's, like, stopping what he's doing, and he's... he's affirming a bracha. The guy making the bracha, that's what he's doing now. So that's what I once said. Okay.
Would that be possibly counted towards the 100 brachas that you're supposed
to take a day? The post Lachora say yes, because they say that's how you're going to do it Shabbos. One of the eights on Shabbos is to make sure you say Amen to Brichas HaTorah. So you have 16 more brachas right there. Two for each of eight. So you have 16 right there. So apparently it counts for 100.